Blog Talk Radio.
Come and take a ride to my city. Bass low, think cock, pistol riding with me. Them goons riding with me. The people up to get me. Maybe it's the hood in me.
And if you get money, little homie, I can
come
pay.
And take a ride to my city. Bass low, think cock, pistol riding with me. Them goons riding with me. The people up to get me. Maybe it's the hood in me.
And if you get money, little homie, I can pay that.
I got my city on my back, bro. Hop in my whip, let the haters choke on my lack smoke. They like, what he go and do that for? It's ball team, we ball hard, that's what we stack for. I keep a chop on by the nightstand. Stop playing, I'm the man, nigga, white tan. I'm riding with a hood, mommy, yeah, she likes games. Say she don't fuck with rock and roll, but she like bands. Compose some shoppers, so she like bands. Say she don't strip, but if you tip her, she just might dance. City and dreams, city and dreams. These crabs in the bucket wanna see a nigga
come and
bleed.
Come take a ride to my city. Face low, think cock, pistol riding with me. Them goons riding with me. The people out to get me. Maybe it's the hood in me.
And if you get money, little homie, I got to
come and take a ride to my city. Face low, think cock, pistol riding with me. Them goons riding with me. The people out to get me. Maybe it's the hood in me.
And if you get money, little homie, I got to
city of dreams where the lonely and brokenhearted grow envious of achievers, so hustlers are open targets and hatreds provoke regardless of your race or religion. With financial struggles, it's much harder to make a decision between getting jobs or flipping bricks. Victims robbed and living sick. Misfit mobs and different cliques turn gifts of God to prison crips and bloods who spill their own over money, women, and drugs. Leading to house raids and sentencing from a judge. Who could give two fucks about the problems of a black man and considers us nothing more than primitive rap fans, controlled by power and desires for wealth. And if you need to see it for yourself, you can
come and take a ride through my city. Bass low, think cock, pistol riding with me. Them goons riding with me. The people out to get me. Maybe it's the hood in me.
And if you get money, little homie, I got
come and take a ride through my city. Bass low, think cock, riding with me, them goons riding with me, the people out to get me, maybe it's the hood in me,
and if you get money, little homie, I'm gonna play.
Come take a ride in my city, you ride in my city, then I hope that you survive in my city, where I'm from, niggas hustle, like fucking 9 to 5 in my city, you can't get a 9 to 5 in my city, it's 574, so with that, you should already know, this where a bitch gonna be a bitch, and a hoe gonna be a hoe, when niggas wildin' up, pills still trying to sell snow, when prices high and you can't get shit for the low, it's really ghettos in my city. Think it's Hello Kitty? Niggas riding around with that semi. That new thing, with that hit me? When you shine good, niggas envy. I'm straight focused on business. Niggas up to date and getting empty. I talk that street shit cause it's in me.
You already know what it is.
Come and take a ride through my city.
Yo, that shit is dope right there. That's my boy, Secky Boy, featuring Bofo Cannon. And who else? There's a couple other dudes on there, too. But they all represent Indiana and whatnot. So shout out to Indiana. Shout out to my dude, Secky. You already know what it is. That was City of Dreams. That song is dope, yo. What's good, G? We back.
What's going on? Yes, it's always good to be back, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we be handling business, but at the same time, you know, we still got a show. We're still here, and we're still doing things to improve the exposure of the indie artists. So,
what's up? We missed y'all. Let's give y'all a round of applause for sure, for sure, for sure. You already know it is. Yo, we're going to have a good show today. Of course, we back at it, rocking out with NAB Live Streets Radio, Saturdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here, streetsradio.com. You can go to the chat room, live.streetsradio.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, at Streets Radio, that's for the Z, and follow me at Miss Fifi NAB. You can follow your girl G-Steam at G-Steam843. That's find me direct. You already know what it is. Yo, you got any topics? You already know what's going on or anything like that?
Well, we definitely have some new topics. There's definitely a lot going on that shoot, even I'm trying to keep up. But yeah. We definitely have a little on Tiffany Evans. She gave birth to her child, so we'll be talking about that. We also got Young Jeezy, who just celebrated his 34th birthday, so shout out to him. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday if I missed it.
Okay.
We also have topics on Diddy, basically saying that he does not raise his kids as celebrity children, so we'll be talking on that. Definitely browse throughs. We have Chris Brown, who just released his new video, Don't Judge Me.
Okay.
We got Jay-Z with opening of Barclays Center.
The Barclays Center.
See, I'm tripping. So we got a little bit on that. They had a grand opening of, I guess, the 4040 Club, I guess, in that area.
In the inside of the center.
Yeah, so I know that's going to be a big thing. I'm sure that's going to bring a lot more, I would say, revenue over there. Like I said, we got a lot. Azalea Banks got a new video out. We got Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose. Supposedly, I didn't even know. I guess she's expecting.
Yeah, I think she's about.
So she's on the cover. They're on the cover.
Something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they got the cover of XXL magazine. So I know people are looking forward to that. I'm actually liking her new hair cut low thing. I'm actually liking that.
Who? You talking about Amber Rose?
Yeah. I think I'm about to see. We might have to put a picture real quick or something and see, compare hers to Tia Mari and see whose short haircut is better than others. We might have to do that, a little rivalry right there.
We got
a lot going on. We definitely have a lot of indie stuff going on, too, with our Elegant Hoodness tour that's hitting up. Next stop is South Carolina. Our Philly was sorry if you missed it type night. So we definitely got to hit up a little bit of information about that.
Yo, Philly smashed Philly. Philly was crazy. Shout out to Philly, yo. Shout out to North Philly over there, Club 1800. Shout out to Cookie, the owner, whatever, Louis Toledo, what's good. It was crazy out there, yeah. It was wild. Triple Faze, used to be with Terror Squad. He came through, he smashed it. Mad people came through and smashed it. Fat Boy Cash. It was a lot of love. Like, it was popping. It was crazy.
Yeah. And introducing a lot of love, I definitely want to give a big shout-out to Ife, who's been rocking out with us, getting the Columbia side, South Carolina side of Elegant Hoodness popping. I want to give him a big, big shout-out because his birthday is today. So I ain't going to shout out his age, but hopefully if he's hearing this, I'm going to tweet him, definitely call in so we can see if we can put his age on blast. But I want to give him a big shout out, a happy birthday shout out to Ife. So, holla at him, holla at his artist Apollo and Flame Flizzo. They've definitely been doing their thing at our past events, as well as they're both have mixtapes and whatnot and an album out. So definitely going to see if we can get him to call in and plug in his artist as a birthday gift from us at Streets Radio.
That's what it is. Happy birthday, you say. I didn't even know today was his birthday, yo. I got to shout him out. I got to hit him up and tell him happy birthday. That's what it is, yo. Got to get him something.
I ain't going to lie. I'm be 100. Facebook be saving me from missing a lot of y'all birthdays. Because I'd be like, Ma, whose birthday is coming up this month? Because I tell you, with so much that I do, I honestly do forget my own birthday and my age. So if it wasn't for Facebook, I'd be in trouble missing a lot of birthdays.
Wait. You know that Ray J's back with the money team.
I'm kidding.
You hear about that?
Say that one more time.
Ray J, he's back with the money team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They was in a club just recently or whatever, at one of the strip clubs and shit out there in Atlanta. They was making it rain. They spent about 50 racks out there in the club.
Wow.
Because you heard about the situation with Floyd Mayweather at 50 Cent?
Nah, I mean, I haven't even looked on those. On
yo.
That. I've heard them saying, mention something about the money team or whatever, but I didn't really fully look into it.
It's crazy. They're not friends no more. Supposedly, they're supposed to not be friends anymore. Like, they ain't fucking with each other no more. 50 Cent is fucking with Manny Pacquiao now. You know, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, they enemies. 50 Cent is forming a boxing company or something with Manny Pacquiao.
Okay.
It's a whole bunch of crazy shit. You got, you know, it's crazy. This like,
that's crazy.
I was like, what? Well, they not friends? I'm talking about they bromance is over. Talking about 50 dumped them.
Wow.
I was like, wow. I was like, this is crazy.
That's crazy.
About Kanye and Kim, right?
I know that they were together and whatnot. What's the news with
them? Like the whole sex tape thing, Kanye sex tape.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about.
What'd you say? I don't know where she went. Let's get into some music real fast. Maybe her reception got down or whatnot. But hit us up, 646-478-3243. Yep, she lost reception. She'll call me back. Hit us up, 646-478-3243. We're going to have an exclusive interview today with your boy, Mark Q, representing Brooklyn. We're going to be chopping it up with him, send everything, listen to some of his music or whatnot. Get to know him a little bit better. You already know what it is. Let me just get into it. Hit us up. Like I said, follow us on Twitter, Facebook. You already know the routine, baby. We in here. Let's go.
Everybody hates G. This is the sound of a marked man. But fuck it, I ain't tripping off these marks, fam. Call me Martin Luke. Yellow ass to Mark. Dirty shop a redder in the mass off the department. Whoever faced me, a dead unveil. It'll leave them curled up like a couple dumbbells. Dumb as hell, thinking I'm a tough tail. I done banged on the devil, told that nigga fuck hell.
Fuck hell,
so who shoot? You fools can't compare to the king of all legions. Yet G-Lo wasn't scared. But I'm aware of what's lurking around the corner. Know the people personally wanna put me in a coma. And I know that aroma smells like hater, they just sprayed it all on you. If I was you, I would wash it off my flesh. Looking for me, I don't need no map wet, bitch.
In the streets,
as I move about the ass, refuse to live life looking back at the past. I'm no historian, there's no DeLorean. It's a Ferrari, the state's a Victorian. Naturally, the heavy tailgate,
But I can't slip up, know they gotta stay away. And even though baby got the bell waiting, I gotta go on, baby, fucking bell aging. Yeah, bust to the great street, shoutin' one. Front street to the back street, shoutin' one. PJs to the Franklin's to the Nutwood. 10-9 to 10-line, nigga, what's good? Bebop to Beach Town, nigga, 9-9. Talk the surface to the 7, know it's grind time. On watch, that nigga went hard. So if you kill me, you can make me a martyr. Through the hat to the left. Lay a piece of Teflon attached to my chest. Even the home street homies pay homage. Cause with all these commas, why I'm not in the Bahamas? But still here, the crap under the llama. Dope boy, a nigga, do we have a fucking problem? Other niggas come back to city robbing. Now they calling my phone like, why a motherfucker got him? If it was me, Satan be arriving. Cause I'ma raise hell, same day these niggas try me. So that whip and that watch that you eyeing, come free of charge with air poisoning from the iron. Nigga, I am the realest nigga free. God is my DJ, who do you believe in? So today my body lifeless and bleeding. They gon' play this extra shit for my bereavement. I'm in the street.
Wrong boy, he came up poorly in the west side. Mom fussed with old girl, that Betty White. Post ran away from home not too many nights. Let's go, just me and my bro, I'm Bubby's only like 5 years old. Where I'm from, that's the norm, I seen it all. From robbery to drive-bys, batteries are so. He's gon' vote sit up the heroin on the bathroom floor. Put them in a test, but they don't fucking breathe at all. That's enough to break your spirit like basic training. When all of the time the fucking invitation is that you're meant to fail. Now tell me that it's motivation.
Come out and don't out me, wait. Chasing that pipe clean and air. She gon' lay on the back. gon' be a tree.
Money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Y'all remember my name, these hoes two step behind. Money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Now get up out of my lane, bitch, I'm on my grind.
Diamond mine, all this ice in my automobile, and you wonder why I can't find the time to conversate with you silly chick, cause I'm allergic to silly shit. Season off, you filthy hoes, cause you filthy broke, and I'm filthy rich, and I told them hoes, there's no stopping me. CMG, a monopoly, we that team, gon' see that cream, and I see my dreams, I'm gon' wobble it. Oops, I mean, gon' wobble it. Why them haters keep watching me? Cause I'm the shit, don't be the shit, and if she the shit, then it's not the day. I got money all in my brain. Money all in my mind. All I see is these dollar signs. Without money, I'ma go blind. Shawty told me he rich, and he gon' take me on trips. Shot the freeze, wake overseas. I got all the keys to these wheels. All this money I stack, I got racks on racks. She can't do it like this, and she can't do it like that. I said, all this money I stack, I got racks on racks. She can't do it like this, and she can't do it like that. Cause I keep
money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Y'all remember my name, these hoes two step behind. Money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Now get up out my lane, bitch, I'm on my grind.
get money anymore.
Yo, that song is dope. Shout out to Black Frost. Convent Music, what's goody?
Yeah, shout out to her. Definitely, we definitely waiting for that Used to Know official video with Akon and Money J featuring Black Frost as well, coming out soon. I've seen the behind the scenes, so I know that video is about to be crazy.
Yeah, the song is crazy, so the video is definitely probably going to be crazy. So shout out to her. Shout out to Convent, of course. They was out in the building on out there in Philly and whatnot. Shout out to our dude, D-Tech, Convent Music. AK of Atlantic Records was out there when we had Rap Boy G's was out there, because of So Say. It was crazy, G. You missed it.
No, I know. It's crazy over here. We're going to try to make it just as crazy as South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina artists come out and support, show how you be rocking out, because they be sleeping on themselves. So this is your platform. So definitely, if you want to get down, hit me up, GCM843 on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook. You can check me out, Global Shine from brand page. You can check out the Global Shine and see we in here. So definitely hit me up if you want to get down.
Definitely, yo. Yeah, that is going on October 6th. And where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at Side Pockets. That's 720 Hazelwood Road in Columbia, South Carolina. So we definitely at a hot venue for y'all to rock out. So definitely come out and support all my South Carolina people. Come out and party with us. We definitely going to be doing it big. Like I said, we're trying to get the South on the map. So let's do this. For real.
Yeah. That's
really good. Shout out Big Assass. He's also a host on Something Serious Sundays with Low Eyes Entertainment, DTF Radio. Shout out to Ms. Vaughn. She's also a host there. They do their thing. But I want to shout out to him, who won number one at the, what was it, September 19th New York Showcase. So he's definitely been plugging in, doing his interviews and stuff. So I want to give a big shout out to him for showing some love, rocking out, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I had interviewed him last week on Thursday and whatnot. Yeah, he definitely shouted you out and everything like that. So, yeah, he did his thing. All right? He shut it down, so that's a good look. Yeah, he did win number one. You're right.
My boy Mark Hugh, who took in the Team Nan Award, who we'll be interviewing later in today. So, definitely, he's been doing his thing as well. So, I definitely want to give him a big shout out as well. Like I said, we doing our thing, exposing the artists. So, like I said, if you want exposure, hit us up, Elegant Hoodness. We doing it big. We got definitely a lot of reps. So, like I said, want to get your shine on, this is where to be.
Basically, that's as simple as 1, 2, 3. You already know what it is. Yo, let's call it a lot. Let's see what's good. Let's see what's popping. Calling you live and direct, what's good?
Alright, it was good,
What's good?
It's Mark Q, you know what I mean?
Mark Q, yay, we got him on the line. Woo, cool. So
That's live.
What's going on?
Oh, you know what I mean, right now. I'm writing that Beats Body by Bars. I had to take a break, so, you know what I mean, I could say what up to y'all and all of that. Collect my prize from the Elegant Hoodness Award, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. Congratulations with that as well.
Thank you. Just out here trying to make it happen, that's all. One man team, we build this little by little. But the Beats Body by Bars, I got two producers on that, so that's looking like it's gonna be real crazy right now.
Is that your project? You're finishing? Is it finished, or you're working on it now?
That's what I'm working on now. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say so. Definitely give our listeners a little background on you as an artist and the movement that you're trying to make.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, I was doing this probably, like, I don't know, 8 years ago. Took a little break, probably not the best thing for your career. Took, like, a 2-year break. came back, and it was like, I ain't have nothing, no producers, no studio, nothing. But that shit just made me hungrier. Like, I'm like, damn, I'm starting from scratch. Let me see what I can make of this. And you know what I mean? Slowly but surely, I'm progressing. And what I'm trying to bring, I'm bringing back that, I hate to say this shit because it's a little cliche, but you know what I mean? I'm bringing back some of that old school style. I ain't no 80s rapper or nothing like that, but you know what I mean? I'm trying to bring it back to the lyrics, the flow, grittier beats, you know what I mean? Do some hip-hop shit.
That's what's up. So, like, what made you take a break?
Well, you know, I was trying to get down with the corporate life. I was like, I'm turning 22. I'm getting old as fuck. So let me try and do something a little more stable. Did the whole corporate thing. Now, I mean, the whole recession just went crazy as soon as I stepped into them corporate buildings. So it was like, yo, we can't mess with you right now. We laying off everybody and taking in another company. So it was like, later for you.
Wow. Damn.
Crazy. And see, that's why, like, as much as it is to invest in yourself, it's like you got to invest in yourself, because definitely when you get these other bosses, when it comes to the money and whatever, they're not going to look out for the people who's trying to build for themselves. They're going to look at how they can save their company and whatnot. So that's why I always say it's important to have something stable, but also, you know, feed and invest on being your own boss, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are not going to think about what you got to pay for, your rent, your bills and stuff. They're only going to look at what's going to save and keep them ahead of the game and keep their money packed up, you know.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, definitely. Started out by myself, you know what I mean? That was rough. That was really rough. But now I partner with my homeboy. We're building an independent label right now, Majority Stake. Now I got two producers working on me, you know what I mean? Little by little, the pieces are just added on.
So how did you link up with your partner?
With my partner, some dude I used to rap with. Not some dude, that's my boy, let me not say that. But my shout out to the Soul City family. Soul City family, if y'all listening, you know what I mean? It was actually his cousin, and he was messing with film, also trying to make his independent label. And my homeboy went up to him and was like, yo, my boy is dope, you know what I mean? I ain't messing with the rap no more, but my boy go in. And then, you know what I mean, we just kept it going from there.
Wow, that's what's up. Yeah, you kept building that relationship. That's what you got to do, of course. Build some good relationships, some good genuine relationships, and you never know what comes out of it. So that's a good look right there. So, how long has the company been established?
Oh, we just started, like, last year, like the middle of last year. So we still got a lot of work to go, but we getting things done. We just got me featured on World Star recently. We're on a couple of little blogs.
Ooh, nice. That's a good look right there. So I want to get to some of your music right now. I got three joints I want to get into. I want to get into your MASH freestyle.
Okay.
So let's get into it. So give us a little background on that. Are you just going out the dome or what?
Well, now I wrote this. This was supposed to be more. But I got such a good response from giving people the raw. Like, I just gave them the raw, and everybody was like, yo, this joint crazy. You went off. And I'm like, so I was like, okay, I'm going to leave that shit exactly how it is. Like, it don't matter about all these politics that they tell you. They like, oh, you got to do this. You got to tag yourself in it. Throw in a verse. Nah, if the people is feeling it, that's who you listen to.
That's what it is. It's the consumer.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's get into it right now. You already know, live with your boy, Mark Q. Be sure to follow him on Twitter at It's Whatever 123. That's a crazy
with an A.
It's Whatever.
With an A.
We're going to get back into that. We're going to get into that day when we come back. You already know what it is. Streets Radio, you already know. You're rocking out with NAB, baby. Let's go.
They were looking for my comp, so where did that bring them? They only found a Dell and I don't mean a fat singer. Won't let me in the game, cause I am rap stringer. Don't wear what y'all wear, I'm no fashionista. Americans are backwards like Nazarema. Y'all try to be angelic, y'all worry about Angelina. So my attitude is fuck it, hope y'all pardon that demeanor. I got some gasoline, pull up.
I'm about to OD on y'all, listen.
My music for your belly is nourishment and a supplement. Something that for your cover time, suffer and no sustenance. Degraded and off from y'all should suffer and suck in punishment. Don't need a hype man, a phantom, a millions I could budget with. I need a pen and a paper, couple words of encouragement. Get some free from a team and have a coveted covenant. Contradicted, contradiction, unpredicted, pre-prediction. Deep in it but shallow, bitch. Shorty spit was swallowing. She a hoe and ladylike. I'm real sane and crazy, right? Flow impeccable, incredible, inedible. Deviant, devious, but decadent, delectable. Unites when you passwords, watch who intercepting you. Best in your dreams, but watch what the deception do.
You giving it to him like that, son?
Yeah, man, that's something I do every now and then, yeah.
That's what it is. So, yeah, you already know. In Streets Radio, we do have our people, you know what I'm saying, spit for our audience. So you already know you got to give to 16 before you get up out of here, for sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, I want to get back into this name. It's whatever. What's that about?
Ever since high school, my attitude was just kind of like, oh, wait, you asking me about the name or about the Twitter?
I mean, yeah, about the name in general. Like, is it something that you just, like, because I've been to, like, because you have a blog as well or whatnot. So I checked out your blog and everything like that. Like, I just kind of check out little things that artists do or whatnot.
Yeah.
And everything. So I was just wondering about the name. It's whatever. Is that, like, your attitude? Like, it's
yeah,
whatever.
Like, since high school, my attitude was kind of like, whatever, like, my eyes be halfway open, like, shorty jump, get naked on the desk, and confetti comes out of her crotch, and it's like, I'm like, man, you know what I mean, like, it's whatever.
Wow.
Like, you wanna hear some bars, it's whatever, you know what I mean, you trying to throw the hands, it's whatever. That's just my attitude, like.
Is that how you just always been? Is that Brooklyn thing or what?
I don't know if it's the Brooklyn thing. Brooklyn dudes, they a little more aggressive. I'm a little more chill in them.
Okay.
Brooklyn dudes, it's whatever. It's more like it's on and popping, like.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you said with the confetti. You said confetti. Wow.
Oh yeah, you mentioned the blog, like,
yeah.
If you check out that blog, legendarysage.blogspot.com, you check that out, and I got like a little web series I'm doing where I'm showing you the different steps of me making the upcoming mixtape Beats Body by Bars, so you know, you can see what's going on. We did like 3 so far, it's just verses, but soon we're going to show you like the producers making the beat, what was their inspiration, stuff like that. A little web series that's going to be on the blog.
That's nice. So what is your inspiration behind the things that you write, the things that you say?
Yo, shut up, man.
Well, right now, it's kind of like shit is fucked up, and I'm just in a negative mindset right now. Not on no hate and shit, but on some. That's just how I feel at the moment. So I feel you can't be making no fake-ass happy songs and you're not happy, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
This shit just not going to come out genuine and authentic. So right now, it's just going to be me talking about a lot of bullshit. But even more so than that, it's going to be me challenging myself. Like, I got a every track, I got a body to beat. Like just how you heard that MASH freestyle, I went off. Every track, I got to go off. So it's going to be me challenging myself while addressing a lot of bullshit.
So what do you mean, like, it's fucked up right now? What's fucked up? The state of music in general, hip-hop, what's fucked up right now?
That's fucked up. The grind, things that have happened during the grind, trying to make things happen, and just regular life in general. Now, I mean, I want to give away too much. I want everything to be a surprise. I want people to be like, really? That's how you feel? I'm waiting for that.
So.
My bad. I was just going to say, so without giving up too much about that, what would you say is your feeling on the state of hip-hop right now?
It's like, you know, usually I'd be like, it sucks, but it's kind of actually good right now. It's like, it's basically, there's your basement stuff, and there's your first floor stuff. Like, and if you want that basement stuff, you got to go in the basement and get it. What I'm saying, like, you want that real hip-hop, you got to search for it, and it's not going to be right. It's not on the radio like that. It's not on TV. That's just like you got to go to this radio show, get your live hip hop, get your real shit. But if you cool with them non lyrical joints and them party joints, that's cool too. But that's what being throwing in your face. I don't know if that answered it. That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Like I said, I don't want to make you give away all your stuff for your project. So that's definitely what I always say, that hip-hop is not necessarily dead. It's just you have to know your resources on where to go to get that, because a lot of people don't understand that for artists to get, like, technically on the radio and certain stuff, they have to do that, what we call mainstream music, that commercial music, because you have to feed the commercial demand, but
yeah,
it's still a demand for lyrical stuff, but you're not going to see it necessarily on your radio. You're going to see it more over the internet, you know, if you go to the underground stores and whatnot, that's where you'll see more of it. And I think that's what we don't understand, because I'll say, you know, I wouldn't lie, I would jump into the, you know, the Georgia Boy because my nieces is into it, but that was ending that. You know, you need your party music. You need your music for the kids. You know, kids, you know, unless they're mature in age, they're not really looking for, you know, that, you know, that buckshot type lyrical stuff. You know, you know, the fun, I'm about to jump rope type music. And, but I understand the difference in that. So I don't hate really on music. And I say, you know, certain music does get my ear. I'm, you know, when I'm ready to party and clean the house and stuff like that, you know, I want to hear something that, you know, I bump to give me energy. And then I also got that time when I'm going to sit back and hear some real lyrical shit. And that's when I put in my CD player or, you know, it is what it is. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like now you gotta walk down some dark alley, knock three times on a door and know the password and all of that if you want your hip hop, opposed to it was just out there.
Exactly. And so how would you say your experience was with the Elegant Hennis showcase that you participated in? What would you say, what is your feedback from it?
Well, it was crazy because I wasn't even going to go. It was raining. It was a whole last-minute thing. I'm like, damn, I don't got the team with me, nothing. Went out there and won. The shit was real cool. I was like, damn, this shit is legit. Like, you had all these people out here trying to make moves just like you. So everybody's real serious and business minded. Got to network, meet a couple people. Then all these prizes and opportunities. That shit was crazy. Like, that shit is actually helpful.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Oh, And like I said, that's what we're here to do, the network, and you know, a lot of showcase, we say, you know, artists have been kind of second guessing our movement because of other movements that haven't really showed them the benefit, but I try to explain to them, I wouldn't bring something forth that I didn't feel was beneficial. You know, I treat everything like, what if it was me? What if I, you know, if I was in their shoes? But I, you know, I looked at this movement, you know, when I started to, you know, promote for them and whatnot, and I realized how real it was. And a lot of people come back, I did this showcase and I didn't get this back and this back. And I'm like, look, I put my neck on the line. Look, if you don't get what you felt was due to you, you know, you could come to me with that. But, you know, a lot of people that after they come to the showcase, they see, you know what, y'all really about y'all business. Y'all really about what y'all say y'all about. So I definitely appreciate you, even on a rainy day, you know, giving us that to show you know, the network that we do and can provide. So I definitely shout out to you for, you know, giving us a chance. And like I said, I hope to see you rock out with more. You know, we got the 8th year anniversary coming up. We also got the awards coming up in January. So like I said, I definitely want to see you rock out. And like I said, we rocking with you.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
And that whole, what you was going to say?
I was about to say, and he's nominated for a Top 10 Artist of the Year award. He's nominated for the award.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, the awards are January.
Okay. I was a bit unaware of that. I'm feeling that now. Like,
oh, you didn't know that you was nominated for an award? Oh, well, damn. There you go. Congratulations, you're nominated. I thought you would have known that. It says it right there. But, yeah, you're nominated for the Top 10 Artist of the Year Award. It's going on in January at the very beginning of the year and whatnot. We have an award ceremony every year for the artists that participated in the program or whatnot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like over. Since I was like, we did probably like between 2,500 to 3,000 artists a year. So.
Damn.
So the artists that participated in the program that won, like the artists that won or whatnot, you're nominated. So you won a competition, you're automatically nominated for an award.
Okay. I'm live right now. That's what's up.
So that's a good look. So that means you're putting in work, so continue to keep putting in that work.
Of course.
So let's get into, I want to get into another one of your joints right now. I would not want to get into I Want It All.
Alright, I need that background, or, well, it's this joint, this is another joint, I tried to throw in some of that commercial juice, you know, sprinkle on some of that mass appeal type salt, like, that's what I was trying to do with this joint. At the same time, it's a sample from an old rock and roll band, Queen, the I Want It All joint, so I was like, yo, let me take this shit hot, and throw bars on it, throw some crazy flow on it, and that's all the joint is about.
Uh-oh, about to get into it right now, people. I Want It All, Mark Q, be sure to follow him. I told you, you see that attitude, it's whatever. Let's get into it, baby, Brooklyn, let's go.
Silly, so silly, we are really the illest niggas. Smoke on the beat like cigars. You're rich, soon to be ours. Your women, all of these bras, girl, it's around like these stars. I've wanted and wanted and flaunted, and I'm wanting Hitler. My message is dyslexic, I mean that I wanted it all. And I wanted to get numb. My girl, I have a tough tap. They try to give me some, and I'm telling them people, fuck that. Don't care about your lack of supplies or any cutback. With your heart, mind, body, and soul, I want you to trust that. Virginity, loyalty, give you intimate joints. Streets, what you hate and what you love. So you yearn me, avoiding me, wanna solve you without fluid. Rhythm without blues, want it all. I want your vagina without you. Let me play video games while I'm hitting it from the back. Eating a sandwich on the shoulder is where I'm keeping my snacks.
protection while resting my controller in the crack. I want it all.
From the nuns to the girls to the strippers. From the norm to absurd to ridiculous. From the penny to the dollar to the billion.
This is for me, this for y'all, cause we all want it all.
From the nuns to the girls to the strippers. From the norm to absurd to ridiculous. From the penny to the dollar to the billion.
This ain't for me, this for y'all, cause me, y'all, I want it all.
You shouldn't bite the hand that feeds you, sometimes you have to. Cause one hand will feed you, the other will slap you. They encourage you to eat, and you think it's out of love. Till you find they only feed you to watch you bite your tongue. So I turn down handouts, except tough love. What I need is nothing. Let me tell you what I want, common sense to be common. Stop praising what is bad, when originality. Stop saying the word swag. Bubblegum rappers to admit that they whack. Big bone women to admit that they fat. Cops to do their job, not only pull over blacks and all grown ass men to pull up their pants. I want better jobs that don't pay you a scratch. People to stop shooting and just throw their hands. People to be honest, is this too much to ask? This ain't for me, this for y'all, cause me, I want it all.
From the nuns to the girls to the strippers. From the norm to absurd to ridiculous. From the penny to the dollar to the billion.
This ain't for me, this for y'all, cause me, y'all, I want it all.
From the nuns to the girls to the strippers. From the norm to absurd to ridiculous. From the penny to the dollar to the billion.
This ain't for me, this for y'all, cause me, y'all, I want it all.
I spit better selling metaphors, crazy hella better bars. Tell her, get the bread, excel is spitting hella hard. Cheddar is rhetoric, so what do I tell her, for? Lyrics and concepts, only currency. I will adore. Other rappers should have floored. Melody just been adored. Hook punches bombs and eat the all in my repertoire. Fellas pretend and amen and act like they be reference hard. When it's drama, y'all old ladies, all of your menopause. Disgusted at what the game has become. They say the game needs change, but I need me a refund. Touch your spirit with a lyric, change your world with a word. Motivate you to take action when I hit you with a verb. You in awe from a thought, aren't you all that you saw? I'm musical resurrection, breathing life into a corpse. Bird niggas wanna be Shakur and rap like Little Tots. I guess it's up to me to go and scratch these chicken pots.
From the nuns to the girls to the strippers. From the norm to absurd to ridiculous. From the penny to the dollar to the billion.
This for me, this for y'all, cause me, y'all, I want it all.
From the nuns to the girls to the strippers. From the norm to absurd to ridiculous. From the penny to the dollar to the billion.
This for me, this for y'all, cause me, y'all, I want it all.
From the nuns to the girls to the strippers. From the norm to absurd to ridiculous. From the penny to the dollar to the billion.
This for me, this for y'all, cause me, y'all, I want it all.
From the nuns to the girls to the strippers. From the norm to absurd to ridiculous. From the penny to the dollar to the billion.
This for me, this for y'all, cause me, y'all, I want it all.
Wait, did you see me say that? Yo, you pay attention to what he said, sir?
What part?
He said stop using the word swag. Grown men need to pull up your pants. Pay attention. We got to give him another round of applause for that because he was spending some true, real shit. I need to get some etiquette about yourself. For all the bubblegum rappers. Word, bubblegum rappers. He was saying some shit, yo. Grown men need to pull up your pants. You heard what he said? Yeah, you need to. I like your picture, too. You look very nice in that suit.
Oh, thank you. I mean,
very suave day right there. That was nice.
Thank you. I try, you know, that's that corporate influence.
Yeah, I can tell. He was in it. He's in it to win it. That's what it is right there. That's a good look right there. So what do you think about the word swag? What does it mean to you?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, originally, the real thing is, like, I don't have no problem with the word. Like, it's not the word. It's what how people are using it. Like,
okay.
You ask a rapper about what they bring to the game, and they be like swag, and it's like, okay, like, you're not bringing good music, like, you're
right.
Not bringing no creativity, like, you're not bringing your story, like, that. If that's all you bringing, and that shit, like, they just degrading the word in itself. Like, I ain't bringing shit, but I'm saying swag. Like, I have nothing to offer, but I'm going to say that I offer swag. Like, that ain't shit. That's my problem, but, you know what I mean? if they claiming they got swag, I just hope they bringing something behind that. That's my thing. Like, you don't go to a car dealership and they like, yo, we all our cars is shit, but we got swag. Like, that's how I'm feeling about the rap game right now, and that whole swag thing, like.
They too is everything is a gimmick, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's a puppet, it's a puppet master pulling the strings. It's all type of crazy bullshit going on. Everybody wants to be a gimmick and everything like that. It's too much, you know, microwave rap. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
the real, you know, like straight up, like, shout out to my nigga Young Noble of the Outlaws or whatever. He said it best. It's a lot of microwave rap going on right now. You know what I mean? It's like, it's some 5 minute shit. Like, it's just mad crazy. Like, nobody puts any effort into their music anymore. You know, like, it's a lot of people that actually do, but they just don't get heard. You know, like, you know, like other people, like everybody that we play, really. You know what I mean? We make sure that we play music that really needs to be heard. That's just all music in a nutshell. It's artists out here that's killing these niggas that you hear on the radio. Like, it's just crazy that they don't have the outlet to get heard to the real masses. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you can hear it all over the internet. Like, it's people that's tuning in right now from everywhere. Japan, Saudi Arabia, Australia. They're tuning in from all over. So, but it's just crazy that have the mainstream entertainment people, the radio station shit, do underground artists. Like, how they doing? Like, I hear all the time how artists hate their local radio stations and everything like that because they don't show them no support. They don't give them no support. They don't play their music and everything like that. And, like, they hate them. They be boycotting everything like that. They hate their guts. And I'd be like, that's sad. And, you know, it's just really sad that when you have radio stations and everything like that, they need to support their local artists.
That's why you got the internet. That's why you got your blogs. That's why we got you. Like, you got to go to your other outlets.
Yeah, you got to go to your other outlets. That's why, that's why I'm like, we are strictly for the streets, baby. We get to popping. Don't play. I already know what it is. So you working on a new project and everything like that. You working with, I know you said you got a couple of producers that's under you. Are you working with any other artists right now?
Yeah, I'm not really working with any artists right now, but there's a couple people I want to reach out to.
Okay. So how can people get in touch with you if they want to work with you?
Well, like you said earlier, it's whatever 123. That's whatever with an A. Could reach me on the Twitter. You can actually email me marqjm@AOL. Or you could just even hit me up at my blog, legendarysage.blogspot.com. And that's how you can reach me.
All right, then. You heard it. Reach out to them. Let's network to increase that network, baby. Before we get up out of here, because we got the one joint from you, we got the last joint that I want to play of yours, Gone Off Liquor.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, Streets Radio Live right here. We always have our people give us something for the streets. So, you ready to spit your 16?
All right.
Then let's
you
get
playing the Going Off Liquor, or you want me to spit first?
No, I want you to spit something.
All right. I might go over 16. Pardon that.
It doesn't matter. Just go in. All
right. Niggas sleeping on me is about to get insomnia. Niggas can't see me like I'm trying to be anonymous. I figured in common not a oughta push me kilometers inside these rap starters and martyrs and all philosophers. Easily, you can see I deter vets. I wash niggas. You can see I deter gents. Yo, giving them synonyms, intricate sentences, lyrical lyricists give them a vivid image of my nigganess. Musical impotence, music they pimping it, music they using, they bruising, they also view it as frivolous. The next rapper, what you telling that guy? Why bless less rappers to hell they should fly and get vexed at excess niggas to try. And if I ain't the truth, I'm a hell of a lie. Man, I'm popping for the guap, man, and I'm hotter than hot, man. Spit it to hit your spirit, even gotta say, God damn. I'ma seek heathen, leaving the beat bleeding. Rappers saying nothing, but I'ma keep speaking. Alright?
Yo, man, wait a minute.
G, you impressed?
Huh?
You impressed?
Yeah, I am. Like I said, when you tell people to hit it up, they're like, But I'm saying, Mark, you got that flow, like I said. Keep doing your thing. Like I said, we here. Like I said, just keep doing your thing. Like I said, this stuff, the hard work always will pay off.
Always. That's a crazy ass. That was some crazy shit you were saying. That's what's up.
Something.
You already know what it is. We're going to give out to information, give your shout-outs, anything out of your shout-outs and whatnot you want to give out to the people, give out your information so people can be sure to hit you up and whatnot before you get up out of here.
All right, one more time, you know what I mean? Shout-out to the Soul City family. You know what I mean? My dude Change, my dude Fresh, E-Money. Shout-out to all of them. Shout-out to T-Boy from State. And that's all for the shout-outs. If you want to reach me, like I said, go to legendarysage.blogspot.com. Got videos up there, got photos, music, and just I also blog, too, so you can just hear what's on my mind. People tell me them drinks is funny. Check them out. And if you just want to reach me directly, it's whatever, 123, whatever with an A on Twitter. And then there's the email, marqjm@aol.com. I just gave you everything.
You heard it live and direct. But thank you for rocking out with us. Get some crazy bars as well. We got to do something. Send us some more music. Of course, you already know Streets Radio. You are definitely over here in full effect with us live and direct all the time. It's nothing. Keep up the good work.
Good luck.
It's a good look, baby.
And I thank y'all for having me.
You are so welcome. We're about to go to the last joint, going off liquor. What kind of liquor you drink?
Yo, right now, they making fun of me for this, but I've been on the E&J right now. I've been on the E&J heavy.
Uh-oh, he's going old school with it. Right now, baby, you already know this. Put your glasses in the air, baby. We going off that liquor. Shout out to Mark Q. Thank you for calling in, baby.
All right, no doubt.
Dumb bums, forget the conundrum. The very first line of rhyme, I already stumped them. My mouth for the pump pump. Your blouse to get undone. About to give her my towel and she don't know it's the trunk. I got the liquor, the heady, Remy. These chickens ain't getting any unless they're willing to sip and suck out of their weed. Got the models and dollars, hoping the models will swallow. But when I talk about swallow, I'm not meaning to drink. She's just my space, so you can tell how they look. She said, I ain't no hoe, I be on Facebook. I said, what about AIM while looking at her face? She said, I'm logged on now. I was talking about toothpaste. Pretty nigga, no one jigger. Sorry, I'm hit with liquor. And the party getting crazy, and my hairstyle is too wavy. I told Shorty she could get it, and the party really popping. Took off my Yankee fitted, she just started to vomit. I'm gone off liquor, and I'm gone off women, and I'm gone off. Tryna get him, hit him in the slit him. I'm gone off liquor, and I'm gone off women, and I'm gone off. Tryna get him, hit him in the slit him. I'm gone off. If they sit my smirn, niggas know I'm gone off. Cause it is my turn, niggas know I'm gone off liquor, and I'm gone off women, and I'm gone off. Tryna get him, hit him in the slit him. Girls pretending to be drunk, but excuses when we fuck. They thinking they drinking, but really juices in they cup. They let loose and give it up. It's they true intentions, but they don't want to look like hoes, so they blame it on liquor. Claiming they virgin, like I'm their first person. But I'm really certain, only their beverage virgin. I tell it if she say so, but it's just for play, so I'm not your first person, and you don't have no halo. These dudes pretending to be tough, like they courage in the cup. They don't have no heart, but think the proof will pump their blood. They want to duel and want to do, but be a goon, not what they do. So when it comes to liquor, I guess proof is not the truth in moderation. But I'm intoxicated. Promise I wasn't honored, I would not get faded. Part of the drink is honored, you would not get wasted. But I kept my promise, I did not get chased. No, I'm gone off liquor, and I'm gone off women, and I'm gone off. Tryna get him, hit him, and then slit him. No, I'm gone off liquor, and I'm gone off women, and I'm gone off. Tryna get him, hit him, and then slit him. No, I'm gone off. If they sit my smirk. now they peeing, vomiting. They head is in the toilet, but they meat is in the sink. So now they sniffling, pissing, and wishing that they didn't get twisted. For instance, sipping a liquor, moaning, whining, and bitching. Going in, crying, and professing they love. Managing embarrassing confessions and stuff. Hennessy so readily, have me willing to chill. Grey Goose to be the truth, have me feeling so ill. E and J so easily make the niggas move. Captain Cream having me all on the move. Smurring off a turn on, ignite my desires. Never spring, get a stink, light me on fire. Ain't a liquor in existence that could possibly fade. Sipping liquor with consistency like somebody pays. Getting twisted with consistency like we don't get chasers. No chasers, no chasers.
Niggas know I'm gone off liquor and I'm gone off women and I'm gone off.
Trying to get them, hit them in and split them.
Niggas know I'm gone off.
Cause it is my turn.
Niggas know I'm gone off. Liquor and I'm gone off. Women and I'm gone off.
Tryna get them, hit them in the slim.
Niggas know I'm gone off. Liquor and I'm gone off. Women and I'm gone off.
Tryna get them, hit them in the slim.
Niggas know I'm gone off. Liquor and I'm gone off. Women and I'm gone off.
Tryna get them, hit them in the slim.
Niggas know I'm gone off.
If they sip my smurn.
Niggas know I'm gone off.
Cause it is my turn.
Niggas know I'm gone off. Liquor and I'm gone off. Women and I'm gone off.
Tryna get them, hit them in the slim.
Be sure to follow him on Twitter at It's Whatever 123, baby. You already know what it is. Brace your shoulders up, bitches. It's whatever.
It's
Yo,
whatever.
G, you back with me?
Yeah, I am. I'm right here rocking with you.
That's what it is, y'all. We're just going to be rocking that. You already know what it is. We got some more exclusive music on deck, of course. We got Yoshi the Talent coming up. We got the new Rihanna that you sent me as well.
Yep.
Did you get that Twitter for me that I asked for, Buddy and Kipsy?
Yeah, it should be in your inbox. It's at Buddy Bud, that's BUDDYDUDD908 on Twitter, and it's also Kipsy is at KIPSYBIZ Kipsy Biz on Twitter, so we definitely got them rocking out and
see Kipsy what?
Huh?
What is it? What's the Twitter?
It's Kipsy, KIPSYBIZ, and Buddy, BUDDYBUDD908.
You said Kipsy, TUZ?
BUDDY. Oh, you talking about Kipsy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's K-I-P, as in Papa, S-Y-B-I-Z, as in zebra.
Are you saying T-I-Z or B-I-Z?
Buddy?
Are you saying B or T?
I'm saying B for Buddy.
Okay.
B-U-D-D-Y-D-U-D-D-908.
No, not Buddy. I'm talking about for Kipsy.
Kipsy is K as in kite, I as in ice, T as in papa, B-I-Z, B as in boy.
Okay, jeez. All right, got it. Maybe you could just put it in the chat box or something. We so crazy. You already know what it is, Streets Radio, rocking out with NAB. You'll send us your music, send to NABMP3s@gmail.com. Make sure that there's MP3 formatted along with the contact information, your Facebook and your Twitter, so we can be sure to promote you to the masses. You already know what it is. If you want interviews and whatnot, get it stuff for that, we can get you in there. You already know what it is. Let's get it, Streets Radio. Yo, so what else is, what's going on with the BET Awards? You heard about they saying 50 and Fat Joe supposed to be performing together?
I did not hear that, but I do hear a lot of people that's rocking out for the BET Hip Hop Awards. I got someone that's supposed to be hooking me up with some Prince for Business cards, and his whole team is going out there, so they definitely doing big for the BET Hip Hop Awards. I wish I could be there and doing the sneak peek or something.
That's going to be crazy. But, yeah, that's the rumor that's going around. They're supposed to be performing together. Of course, everybody knows that 50 and Fat Joe don't like each other and whatnot. But, yeah, that's supposed to be the rumor going around. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they say. That's what they're saying.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe at the Hip Hop Awards, they will be doing a tribute for Chris Lightley, who passed away this year, which is it's sad that you know, something like that had to happen with someone who was definitely a very, you know, very much of an inspiration to different people. It's just wishing that we had someone that could have inspired him to get him through that hard point in his life. But like I said, you never know what's going on with someone. So definitely all that hating needs to stop. We need to stop and really pay attention to people side by us, because no matter what they do, you know, everyone deserves to live and know that they do have some type of purpose, that if they can't find it, it is there. So definitely want to say RIP to Chris Lightley and all that we have lost this past year and years, you know, in years past as well.
Yeah, 50 Cent, he opened up an investigation for his death or whatnot. So he don't think that it was a suicide. He think it's something bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so there's an investigation that's opened up and whatnot for his death or whatever. So when we find that information on that, we would definitely let you guys know what's going on. But, yeah, that's a crazy situation. Yeah, they are doing a tribute to him, too, at the Hip Hop Awards. So they're definitely be in tune to that as well. And, of course, it is voting time coming up real, real soon. You already know it's election. It's time for the new election that's coming up. So you guys, if y'all want to, y'all be sure to get out there and vote. I would not vote for whoever you're going to vote for, Democrat, Republican, whatever you're going to do. Yeah, just be sure to get out there and make your voices heard or whatnot. So vote.
Exactly. And definitely do your research, even if you haven't voted or this is your first time voting. I'd say, you know, regardless of what's going on in politics, do your research and vote, because regardless of whether you think your vote does not count, it won't if you don't, but it do shows that people have a voice. So definitely, you know, I'll say especially to my African-American people, let's not let our ancestors have fought, you know, for nothing. Females, do not let our ancestors have fought for nothing. We have, they fought so we can have rights, and you have to use them. So your first step is voting. Your second, you know, step is getting involved. If we don't vote and get involved, how can you expect change? Whether these politicians are lying just to get in-house, you still have a voice even when they are in-house. So, like I said, vote and then take that next step and get involved. Because, like I said, if we don't get involved, definitely our vote won't count.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly. So just be sure to get out there and vote. Y'all, it ain't that hard. They're trying to make it hard now. They want everybody to have, like, IDs and shit. You heard us, all the things you're going to have with ID and whatnot. Do your voting and everything like that. You got to make sure you got a state ID or whatever. Like, just people just get out there and do what you need to do to get your voices heard. Like, if you heard about the whole crazy thing with Mitt Romney, he was at the thing and he was talking. He was like at some little meet and greet, or it was some little dinner that he was doing, and he got busted. Like, they had filmed it or whatnot. He was talking about, like, how people that want to vote for Obama, or that's with Obama, they lazy and everything like that. Like, it was mad crazy shit.
I mean, it's much expected. That's why I said politicians, they do what they got to do to get involved in Congress and in that position. And it's sad that, you know, but you think with the politics of everything, just like, you know, with, you know, war shows and everything, there's always been politics and people going to say what they got to say to get the upper hand. But trust, the person that has integrity is going to be the one to actually win in the long haul, because regardless of whether he wins or not, it's, like I said, it's up to us to make changes. It's up to us to say we're not going to go for that. So he can be the negative talker all he wants, but like I said, real net recognize real, and if real wants to coincide with unreal, then that's their choice and their prerogative, but that's why it's so important for us to vote. You know, just like, can't remember his real name, but the actor that goes by Dirty Harry, you know, he took a negative first towards Obama, and it's just like, you know, where people supported, there's some people that supported him but didn't realize his mindset, and now they're not supporting him. So like I said, real will recognize real, and whatever is in the dark will come to light. And like I said, if you want to be a negative person, it'll show, the karma will come. So there's no need to take that into your own hands, because like I said, the man above is the only one that makes sense on Judgment Day. So like I said, negativity never prospers in the end. It may seem to prosper, but it will not prosper in the end.
Yeah, he wants to cut Medicaid. He wants to cut Medicare or whatever, Medicare, Medicaid. He wants to tax the lower class, middle class, and everything like that. He wants to raise the taxes or whatnot, because he's all about for the billionaire and shit like that.
Exactly. Like I said, it's always going to be something that's going to affect something. And one thing that some wealthy people don't understand is you may be mad with paying extra taxes and everything, but all changes when your title changes. When you become that person in that lower class, you'll see all that change and whatnot. And I mean, there's a lot of things with, you know, healthcare that's, you know, still fickle as far as, you know, the plans of where everyone will have and has to have and how that's going to affect everybody. But the thing is, you have to go with what's the best interest for you at the time, and then, like I said, you have to make your voice heard. You must come involved, because there is a lot of people that take advantage of, you know, the stuff that we have, which is somewhat probably a reason why they want to cut back on these things, because why give all this money if people are going to waste it? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same with them changing the whole, if you want, you know, welfare such and such, you know, you got to get drug tested. People didn't like that, and, you know, but it's because some people take advantage of that system, so now we have to find ways of weeding out those that are taking advantage of the care that other people need, you know? So, like I said, the only voice we have is our own, and if we don't want to voice them, we don't want to make that movement to change, then this is what we get. We get the Mitt Romneys. And
exactly.
What they know they can afford. If they can afford this, then guess what? We're cutting it from you, because I'm not worried. I can afford it.
It's a fucked up situation. That's why people better wake up and do what they need to do and quit bitching and bullshit and complaining about nothing. Either you're going to speak up, or you're just going to sit there and be lost in the sauce, be lost in the system.
So, exactly.
Let's get to some more music before we get up out of here. Next showcase for Elegant Huntress will be October 6th. That is the next upcoming event, and it's going to be in South Carolina. Give them the information, G.
All right. If you want to come out October 6th, it will be at Side Pockets, 720 Hazelwood Road, Columbia, South Carolina. We definitely will be doing it big. Like I said, we're trying to support our South Carolina artists. So, like I said, if you still want to get down, hit me up, globalshine843@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter, gsteam843. Like I said, we in here. We got our next one also, November 8th in Miami. What else we got? We got October 17th at Club Pyramid.
We got
Virginia.
Yeah, I got to get the rest of the information and whatnot. I just can't think of it off the top of my head, but, yeah, it's just too many damn dates. Just go to elegantness.com for all the exclusive information. If you want to get involved in anything, elegantness.com. Be sure to follow on Twitter at elegantness. Follow AB the General. Follow Miss CCNAB, GSIM843, special_gift_NAB. Follow all NAB team NAS members. It's very, very simple. It's a lot of us, though. So pay attention. We out there. Just follow elegantness for all the exclusive information. Of course, my mixtape. We'll be dropping October 1st, Monday. 2 more days, baby. We in there like swimwear. It's going to be crazy. Eat It With Ease, hosted by DJ Easy of the Fleet DJs. Hey, Friday, on Fresh Fridays, I did an exclusive G3. He wants to do the exclusive, like, sneak peek of the mixtape or whatnot. We played the whole mixtape in its entirety on Friday, Fresh Fridays, this past Friday, yesterday. Or whatnot. It was crazy. If y'all want to get into it, go check it out. One night you can go check the archive. Of course, you can be sure to download the mixtape. I'm giving that for free. You can download it on all downloadable websites. It'll be on that Pit That Crack. It'll be on Elegant Hendrix. It'll be on Global Shine. It'll be on Fanye Radio. Phenom Radio is going to be on a lot of different places. Coast to Coast mixtapes, everything of that nature. Be sure to download it October 1st, Eat It With Ease, hosted by your girl DJ Easy of the Fleet DJ. We in there, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I let she got a sneak peek of the mixtape. She got to check it out beforehand.
Yes, and it's definitely dope. You asked him where the female MC's at. She is right here. He's looking for some real raw material. You need to be hitting up this mixtape October 1st. It was dope. Like I said, I'm proud of you. I was, busted down. I said I wouldn't download it early, but I said I'm going to wait for the date to download it. So don't be in my CD deck. And also, I'm going to give an exclusive to this because I do have to plug this. I had a light bulb listening to some music, and I decided to do another mixtape before the year is out. So for all you true hip-hop artists and R&B singers, I will be doing a mixtape. It's going to be off of 2012 beats. So any beat that was dropped, released, or played in 2012, I'm going to have y'all do y'all little freestyles on the beat. I'm going to be picking 10 hip-hop artists and 10 R&B artists to get on the mixtape. And like I said, more information will come, but just the buzz in your ear. So when y'all ready to get in the studio, you already know you have to send me gsteammp3@gmail.com what beat you're going to use, because I don't want, you know, a billion Kanye we beat, you know, and have the same beat, different music, you know, different rappers.
Right, right.
Same for R&B. So definitely got to hit me up. Let me know what beat you want to use. And like I said, I'll be having more information and official release for submissions to come out soon. So just to put a buzz in your ear, Global Sean is doing it up just for y'all.
Uh-oh, I'm going to have to get on that. Of course, Special Gift, he's doing a mixtape as well or whatnot. So artists, hit up special_gift_NAB on Twitter or whatnot to get the official information. She's looking for artists right now. If y'all guys want to get on the mixtape, be sure to hit her up. And be sure to hit her up or whatnot so you guys can get our information about that or whatnot. She's doing a mixtape for, for the end of the year as well. So just hit her up for all exclusive information. Let's get into some music right now. You already know what it is. Hit us up, 646-478-3243. We in here, baby. Streets Radio, rocking out with NAB. Let's go.
Seems like we met just yesterday. Didn't think that love could fade away.
I was wrong.
I guess time doesn't heal everything.
No,
then I remember what my mama said. She said when you exercise your heart, it doesn't become strong. And in a matter of minutes, first it has to be. Torn up.
See, you don't have to tell me you love me. You don't have to say a word. You kiss, you touch, I feel the love. What's up? This is K Victoria, and I'm rocking out with NAB Live with Miss Fifi and G Steam 843 on Streets Radio every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Live.streetradio.com. We are for the streets.
Yo, 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 this your boy Bam Bam the DJ, a.k.a. Mr. Record Set, representing that 804. And right now I got my ears tuned in to Streets Radio with the two fly ladies, GS Team and Miss Fifi. Let's go.
Yo, Jody Floyd. Got one, homie. Manolo Beach. You's a fool for this one, homie. Let's get it in. Chip.
You know we riding, we moving.
Hey.
Barely see what we doing, yeah. We grinding, pushing these units. 45 talks of this stupid, yeah. We working, we earning. Bad chicks and they twerking. That's your chick bag on purpose. We on fire, nigga. We burning, yeah. We riding, we moving.
Hey.
Barely see what we doing, yeah. We grinding, pushing these units. 45 talks of you stupid.
You catch me ride in my Cadillac. Smoke a sack, paper stack. I don't fuck with no Kanye. Big five bras who ass fat. Black girl, white girl, attitude, lean mug. On my, on dick. One life, one love. Gang bang, brother cuz. Play our shit, pepper thug. Sip mo, smoke cuz. Hell yeah, on drugs. Riding through your city, man, like I don't give a fuck. If you want me for your track, you better get your paper up.
Purpose, we on fire, nigga, we burn.
think you all about them dollars, put your hands up. If you all about them dollars, put your hands up.
Hey, yo, turn the lights down real quick. I'm about to make a thunderstorm.
I'ma make it rain. Money ain't the same. I'ma make it rain. Make them go insane. I'ma make it rain.
You better tell her.
Yeah.
Back on up, give me 50 feet, about to make it rain, we ain't here deep. Kiss you on the track, bring a fist for the ass, so the hoes come through like a doobie, it's a rap. I'm the man in my town, this is how it goes down. 501 to the ceiling, hit the ground. I let her make it rain, I let her make a flood. I'm addicted to this money like this shit is a drug. Getting dough like cookies, everybody's trying to book me. Used to run from the teachers when a nigga play hook. Now I'm shining out the top, and ain't shining out the bottom. Got a problem, we gon' solve them, glide nine or above them. Music, money, success is my everything. I'm going whole body, so I'm taking over everything. You live by the gun, or you die by the bullet. I'm going anyway, so I might as well put it. Look, I disrespect them, then gun check them. Run up into school, then I straight beat tech them, then dissect them. Everybody know this nigga ass like rectum. Glock 9. I love him while I love him. Unleash my anger. You're in danger. I'm straight fire. Somebody call us on the when they ain't kind of got keep pace. No pace, no ace. That rap.
I'ma make it rain. Yeah. Money ain't the same. Yeah. I'ma make it rain. Just make them go insane.
Hey, what?
I'ma
what's
make it rain. You better tell
her. I'ma make it rain.
I'ma make it rain. Don't yeah. Need an umbrella. Hello.
I'ma
make it rain.
Yeah.
Take a look how these dollars drop down. All the strippers fade. Take a look how they flocked to me now. I be drank down when I step in the spot. Bitch, I'ma play up your let me stop. Saving the day when your bitch will need rock. I'm doing my thing, can you pitching me now? I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain. Girl, your niggas lame. Come and get with a winner in the game. I've been ripping brain, riding candy, apple paint. Serving up the city, got them stuck like silicone titties. In my city with me, we don't visit drugs. Step in the club, stacks on deck. Looking at laughs, cause you niggas upset. Okay, my bad, I guess we a threat. Now make that ass clap. Bend over, let me see it. If you're looking for a trill type nigga, KIP is
I'ma make it rain. Money ain't the same. I'ma make it rain. Make them go insane. I'ma make it rain. You better tell her. Make it rain. Don't need an umbrella. Hello.
Go.
I'ma
make it rain.
Swag.
I'ma make it rain.
Swag.
I'ma make it rain.
Swag.
I'ma make it rain.
Swag.
I'ma make it rain.
Swag.
I'ma make it rain.
Weatherman with that money, I'll make it rain on him. I'm in love with a stripper, see pain on him. DJ turn me up, we got the whole club popping. Throwing singles everywhere while them haters watching. Bottles everywhere, I'm tipsy up just a little. I make you rain, all you do is a light drizzle. Money over everything, you know cash rules. Pocket full of money, snapbacks and tattoos. Shawty going hard, she thinking I'm a tipper. The only way I tip her, if her hand is in my zipper. And shawty on the pole like she was born a stripper. I slam dunk in a Blake Griffin, I'm a clipper. What's up?
I'ma make it rain, money ain't the same. I'ma make it rain, make them go insane. I'ma make it rain, you better tell her. Make it rain, don't need an umbrella. Hello.
I'ma make it rain,
hey.
I'ma make it rain, I'ma make it rain,
hey.
I'ma make it rain, I'ma make it rain,
hey.
I'ma make it rain.
I got money in my pocket,
I know.
I'm throwing racks up on the stage of my show. Cause I've been grinding all week, got money in the street. I blow it all cause I'm about to get mo. I got money in my pocket,
I know.
I'm throwing racks up on the stage of my show. Cause I've been grinding all week, got money in the street. I blow it all cause I'm about to get mo.
I've been grinding in the streets, homie, no sleep, can't eat, trying to make these beats, homie, with no peace, homie, had to put my weapon down, feeling like I dropped the mills, ain't talking about a meek, homie, That's a sneak peek just to paint my picture clearer. I had to pitch it down to make it in a week of error. Clear your fear up, gear up, it's time to go now. My vision's clearer, y'all tastes like a dirty mirror. From the city of angels where we scramble enamel, sew it out with them keys just like piano. Got the piece in my camo to snipe on a Rambo. Think he's got a shot like mine? That's a scandal. We in the sandals resort, just like Jamaicans. We resort to the heat as a result of the hating. But that's violence, I don't condone the hatred. I'm only getting genuine though, I'm so anxious.
I got money in my pocket,
I know.
I'm throwing racks up on the stage in
my show.
Cause I've been grinding all week, think of money in the street. I blow it all cause I'm about to get mo'. I got money in my pocket,
I know.
I'm throwing racks up on the stage in
my show.
Cause I've been grinding all week, think of money in the street.
You talking money, but watch your mouth, that's my best friend. Like Bunny and Clyde, we link up and ride to the end. I shit on these rappers' heads, fuck them, wish them dead. You don't like me cause your girl, she wanna give me head. I cut her deep in your bed, fuck what your panel said. You remind me of a chick, bleeding all curry red. This money's all I see, you see you man, you can't beat me. I'm on another level, telescope, she still can't see me. DJ, turn me up and let my voice ring loud. Been gone for a minute, but I still claim the style. That dirty, dirty baby, from the gutter to the booth. We do it way big,
throwing money from the roof.
Ain't never went south, bitch, I'm still 100 proof. Test me if you wanna bet that fire hit your coupe. I'm on, so turn me up. I'm turning down every wild and burning every damn thing up.
I got money in my pocket,
I know.
I'm throwing racks up on the stage of
my show.
Cause I've been grinding all week, think of money in the street. I blow it all cause I'm about to get mo. I got money in my pocket,
I know.
Up on the stage of
my show.
Cause I've been grinding all week, think of money in the street. I blow it all cause I'm about to get mo.
They say you grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. It's a cycle like the season's autumn. Psycho, that's the reason I am on some other shit. At the time, I don't even know where I am in a spaceship. Racing hyperdrive on the horizon, driving, sipping syrup just to see some friction syrup from promethazine in my cup. The top's down, that means I lifted her shirt up. Mash the gas to see who safer goes the furthest. Earnest money in abundance, man, your bank accounts are worthless.
No need to put my cup down. Making money, give me honey. I'm blowing racks on these playboy bunnies. It's that time of month, I'm on my money cycle. I'm doing it coast to coast with Bose and R. Michaels. I know how you like it, but I'm doing like I love it. No need to fall for the hate, cause you can rise above it. But if not, I got something for that ass, little buddy. I'm spending time, time is never spending me.
I got money in my pocket,
I know.
I'm throwing racks up on the stage of
my show.
Cause I've been grinding all week, think of money in the street. I blow it all cause I'm about to get mo. I got money in my pocket,
I know.
I'm throwing racks up on the stage of
my show.
Cause I've been grinding all week, think of money in the street. I blow it all cause I'm about to get mo. I'm about to get mo.
Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Keep rocking out with us on Streets Radio. Keep going to streetsradio.com for all updates, exclusive information, videos, interviews, everything like that, live on streetsradio.com. If you want to get on streetsradio.com, send me your information or whatnot, and I might just put you on there. Never know. Be sure to get check us out next week, same time, same place. You already know what it is. Of course, check me out Thursdays for On Deck Thursdays, live and direct. Next week, I will be interviewing your boy, Sean Paul of the Young Bloods. I will be interviewing him. Got a exclusive interview going down with him next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, live right here on Streets Radio. Friday, we're going to be with your boy G3MZ and Grease for Fresh Fridays. You already know what it is. Be sure to tune into that and send in your music for Fresh and Mess. The Fresh and Mess segment going down every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Send it to Fresh Fridays, MP3s at gmail.com. All right? Send me your stuff. Next show, October 6th, over there in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, is going down for the Edgar Hunters Musical Program. The 8th year anniversary is coming up. We're going to be live in New York, October 17th, at Club Pyramid, 101 Avenue A between 6th and 7th Street. Is going down. You already know what it is. G, you got anything to say before we get up out of here?
Definitely, I want to shout out Block Hog Entertainment. They've been doing their thing and helping us promote. They got a Who Is You single that's available on ReverbNation.com/BlockHogENT Memph10. That's MEMPH10. Also want to give a shout out to Low Eyes Entertainment. You can definitely check us out every Sunday on DTF Radio, Something Serious Sundays from 6 to 8. I want to shout out Kamel. He's definitely a dope model. If you want to check him out on Facebook, C.A.M, the Envelope Pusher. Like I said, you can always hit me up, globalshine.com. If you want a feature, go to the site and submit. You can submit MP3s at gsteammp3 at gmail.com. Definitely come out to support October 6th. At Side Pocket 720 Hazelwood Road. Who am I forgetting? Definitely DJ Jazz. He's been dropping some dope mixtapes on DatTiff.com. So look out for that. He's on Facebook. He got, what's it called? Street Heats Volume. I believe that's Volume 2. He has definitely a bunch of dope mixtapes dropping with Coast to Coast. And I definitely have to shout out DJ Nightcrawler, also Giggles ENT with B100 Radio. They've been doing their things. They've been supporting me and my movement. I've been supporting their movements. They've been supporting Elegant Hoodness as well, pushing anything I need to promote. So definitely shout out to them. Whoever I didn't shout out to y'all. Shout out to Empire Entertainment. Definitely, if you're in South Carolina and need some studio time, hit me up. They're definitely doing their thing up in South Carolina. So, like I said, all the artists doing y'all thing, keep doing, keep pushing. And shout out to Black Frost because she's always been definitely a supporter of Global Shine, the Elegant Headness, and everything. Hopefully, we can get her at the next Atlanta event. So, definitely shout out to everybody, Big Assass, Mark Hugh. Yoshi the Talent, she's doing her thing. She's dropping new music and stuff. So you see her a lot on Facebook, Reverb, everything. And definitely Kendra Williams. If you didn't get that Portrait of a Woman, get her, MissKendraWilliams.com. She's on Reverb Nation. We doing some big things. So like I said, look out, check us out, and keep informed with us on Streets Radio.
You already know what it is, baby. We are out of here. We going out with your girl Rihanna. New shit from Rihanna called Diamonds. We out of here, baby. We'll see you next week. Streets Radio, we stay for the streets. Let's go.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. I saw the light. like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.